Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my co-hosts,
Ariana
and Rayan,
and Raiden,
and we're the Multiverse Kids.
Now, this week we're gonna be covering a couple of different topics, okay? But the main one being one of the Multiverse Kids is having a birthday, isn't it?
Yes,
it's Rayan. Ran Raffy Doss.
Now, how old you're gonna be?
I'm gonna be 9.
9? Wow. Almost double digits.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Not there yet.
Next year.
Yeah. Now, before I get into the main episode, I wanna show you guys an image, okay? I'm going to show you an image, and this came out a couple of weeks ago. Everybody was talking about it. You guys are not into the whole internet thing, so you probably never saw this, but I'm going to show you this picture, and this is the first image of the new Superman in his suit. Okay, it's going to be kind of... Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me just pull this image up for you guys. All right?
So this is like the Nightwing Superman, right?
Hold on. Now, I want you to give me your honest opinion on this guy and how he looks and how the suit looks and everything about it, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Are you prepared for this?
Yes.
Look at this.
Stop moving it.
Yeah, stop moving it. The face looks kind of weird.
I don't like the shirt.
The face looks weird.
Yeah, the face.
And also the shirt looks like rusty.
Yeah, what do you have to say about this, Rayan?
The face, the shirt, and this one. Oh, the shoulder pads.
Those are not shoulder pads. Those are just like creases.
Why does it have crease?
There's like dust. I don't like the dust on it.
There's dust on it?
It's like black. It's like grayish.
Maybe he was fighting something. I don't know. And what do you think, baby? You like it?
No, the shirt is messed up.
Okay. This is not a bad thing.
What?
There's like a giant explosion going on in the background. He's just putting on his boots.
Yeah.
Like nothing's going on.
What about you? What do you think about it?
The face looks weird.
Okay, so how does he compare to the last Superman?
Last Superman was better.
Yeah?
Last Superman is...
Then again, we basically lived with him, so...
Way better last one.
I like the regular Superman.
Okay, so you don't like this one?
No.
What about the S symbol?
The S symbol is good, I guess.
No, it's too dusty.
No, just look at the style, the design.
I guess it looks good.
It's fine. I don't like it.
It's not like the usual S, but yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think this S is better.
Really? Okay. All right.
There's explosion coming up, and why is he putting on shoes?
I don't know.
Can he just wipe on his shoes?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. So, are you giving this first image a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
Actually, no, medium.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, medium. I didn't know that was a choice.
Equal.
Yeah, like halfway, yeah. I guess. Thumbs up, I guess.
Equal.
Okay. So, we'll go into the next topic. We were watching Tales of the Empire, right?
Yes.
How have you liked it so far?
So far, it's pretty good.
I don't like Tales of the Empire.
They should have still tied up some more of these loose ends, but, you know, at least it's something.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It doesn't really detail most of the Empire, because the first story is about Elsbeth, what's her name?
Morgan Elsbeth.
And the first episode, she's not even in the Empire.
Exactly. The first episode is like her origin story.
And the thing is, she got to be real stupid because, you know, she is so devoted to the Empire, but she doesn't even know that Palpatine was the one behind the massacre of her tribe.
Exactly.
And she's joining him. Huh?
Yeah.
Unless she knows. And she's trying to get him from inside.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, anyhow, they could have did a lot of different other stories instead of this. You know, they could have did like a more of an origin of Thrawn. That would have been...
Oh, yeah, I still want to know that. Like, did he just randomly join and become like super smart? Like, the heck?
Yeah, I would love to see like something about that.
When he was a baby, he had a ginormous pain that he couldn't even walk.
Or, you know, some kind of origin of Palpatine.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Like, nobody really knows the origin.
You know? Or
no one cares about Palpatine anymore.
Or you know.
He talks about Palpatine.
Or a little bit about how the First Order got created or something.
Yeah, the First Order.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories you could... Or Moff Gideon.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the first Tales of the Jedi was way better. What do you think?
Huh? Yes, Tales of the Jedi was better. Because you got to actually see like more of Ahsoka. And also, you got to figure out the origin of Dooku.
And we saw what happened to Yaddle.
Yeah.
So yeah. So far, I think it's okay. Middle thumbs up for me.
Huh? Yeah, middle.
Equal.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, you don't like anything. Anyhow, that's it for the news section of what we're talking about. A little bit, enthusiastic about a couple of things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about...
The good stuff.
The thing that we watched this week.
The good stuff.
Which is...
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. You don't even know who Nicolas Cage is.
We don't know who Nicolas Cage is, but we know who
Nicolas Cage is the guy from...
Did we ask?
From National Treasure. Okay?
Nicolas Cage.
Okay? That's probably the only thing you guys ever seen him in. National Treasure, and that's it. He's done a lot of other movies. He's also the voice of the dad in The Croods. Okay? All right? No? That's it?
He was
also Ghost Rider.
Mm?
Yeah. He played the Ghost Rider. But yeah, he's a very famous actor, and I guess that's what they're calling him, Nicolas Cage in the show?
Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
And this is only once.
Right. Now, this show is set
in
after Sonic Part 2.
Yes. And it has an old Sonic bad guy called Gun.
Gun?
Wasn't that in the last
movie? I thought that was the organization.
Yeah, was in the last movie.
Yeah.
It's like a Hydra.
Yeah.
For Sonic?
It was in the old Sonic games. That was who built the robot Fake Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you, baby, what do you like about Knuckles?
He's strong.
What does he do? What else?
He has a power.
Like what power?
When I turn on the cards, comes on.
What?
I know what my favorite.
What is he talking about?
When he turned on the car.
When he turned on the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Was his keys.
His fist is a key.
What are my favorite?
Well, what other powers does Knuckle have?
Okay, I know all of them.
Go.
One, the flames of destruction.
Okay.
Where his hands become fire and he destroys everything. Two.
He doesn't do that in game. Does he?
That he does.
Only when he gets, like, supersonic.
Yeah, and...
Wait, he could turn to supersonic?
Yeah, but Sonic has to give him the ability.
Wait, does he do that in the show?
No.
Okay. But why would it be called supersonic? It should be called Super Knuckles.
I know, it's Super Knuckles.
Okay.
Wait, and he's pink.
He's pink?
Yes, he becomes
pink. He doesn't turn yellow.
Nope, he becomes pink.
That doesn't make sense. But okay.
And then he has his drilling, his climbing, his gliding for a little time.
Oh, I don't think I don't think he glided in the movie.
He glided in this. Yes, he did.
In the movie? No, he didn't.
I don't remember.
Yes, he did. He looked like E.T., remember?
In the movie.
I know. I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
He also has his electricity, his spin dashing, his super speed.
Oh, okay.
But of course, Sonic is better.
Right, so the Sonic
show... Knuckle has more powers.
The Sonic... Well, that's true. That's true.
But Sonic can beat him.
I don't know about that. But, the Sonic show up in this show?
One episode. Yes.
The first episode.
Actually, no, in every episode in the...
In the credits?
That does not count.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
And if you look closely in the intro, every time at the end, Wade is playing a different instrument.
Oh, really? All right. So, does Tails show up in the show?
Yes, first episode.
Does Eggman show up in the show?
No.
No. But they mention him.
Does Big the Cat show up in the show?
No!
No
one cares about Big.
Amy Rose show up in the show?
No!
No one cares about Amy.
Does Shadow show up in the show?
No!
But I did see his motorcycle.
Okay.
The bad guy was... The guy who's against Wade uses it.
So,
Wade has it now.
So you think they're creating like a Sonic cinematic universe like Marvel?
Yes.
Okay.
I want Tails to have a show now.
No!
Yeah, I bet you the next movie, they'll probably introduce Rose, Amy Rose.
And Shadow.
And then they'll do a Shadow show. And they'll do an Amy show.
And they'll do an Eggman show.
And then the next thing...
I don't know about Eggman, but...
And then they're going to introduce...
Metal Sonic.
No.
Rouge.
Rouge the Cat? Rouge the Bat?
Bat.
Big the Cat. Froggy.
Oh,
Chaos.
Wow.
Now
that
would be an epic fight. That should be an...
That's probably Sonic Part 4.
Three or four, one
of them. Okay, so... Before, why are we even talking about the show? We got to talk about what this is. This is a spinoff
of the Sonic 2.
Of the Sonic movie. Okay?
And
Sonic, for those of you that don't know, Sonic is a
hedgehog that can go
video
really
game
fast.
Character that was turned into a movie. Two movies, in fact.
No,
okay?
That's not correct.
What? It's two movies. Okay?
Sonic is... was created to look better than Mario because Sega wanted to be better than Nintendo.
No, that's the video game. I'm talking about the movie.
So they made a movie about Sonic
because
Sonic was so popular so they could get tons of money. And then they made a show about Knuckles because everyone likes Knuckles. And they wanted to get even more money.
Okay. So, who else from the movie shows up in the show?
The lady.
Wade!
Wade.
Well, no, duh.
Wade. So, in terms of human characters, is Wade better than Donut Lord?
No.
When Wade
Why?
No.
Don't watch Oz. Wade is pretty funny.
He's funny, yes.
Okay.
But he doesn't got the guts to get serious.
Wade is bowling. The entire show is literally about him bowling and his dad leaving him in TJ Maxx. Literally, that's not
you
know,
you
repeat.
Saying that is very funny.
Okay? And his dad turned evil.
Yes, and then the dad is so horrible that he after meeting him again, he sells him out to the bad guys.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah, he kidnapped the mom.
Yeah. And then the sister just dislocated her fingers just to make sure her brother doesn't get all the credit for saving her to get out of the handcuffs.
I'm still saying that Wade is a better character than Donut Lord. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Donut Lord, by the way, is played by Cyclops, James Marsden.
Okay.
He is basically Sonic's adopted dad in the movies. Yeah.
That means Sonic.
And now Knuckles is also now Jewish.
Now, wait. So Knuckles is not living with Cyclops anymore.
No.
Damn.
What?
He got grounded, right? So then, and then like, oh, please, somebody, some of the elders, tell me what to do now in my hour of need. And then his chief leader comes and tells him, oh, you must go to this special place called Reno, Nevada, and go help Wade.
Why?
I don't know.
Just saying that the chief is the father of the person Knuckles' first true love.
Who's Knuckles' first true love?
Some agent ghost lady.
Okay, Tikal?
Whatever that person.
I don't know what her name
is. I think it was Tikal.
It's that the thing that I always touch, like the dot, and then goes like, oh, you need to do this, something.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bird. No?
No.
The Echidna, who Knuckles is in love with.
The Princess Echidna.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't her name Tikal or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I didn't care about her. All I cared about was Knuckles, Sonic, and Tails.
Okay, we're going to give our final review after these messages. Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science, to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So, download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app! Okay, kids, we're back after that brief commercial break. Now, what do you think about this show?
It is good.
Six episodes. Pretty short, half hour each.
Yeah, but it's like, it's really mostly about Wade and not really Knuckles. It's just like Knuckles is just there.
Oh, yeah, and they missed some stuff when they were showing Knuckles' origin story.
Right. But you think if they do another season, you think they'll introduce Rouge the Bat?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. He needs to get a girlfriend.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He's doing his season. It'll be after Sonic 3. And
most likely.
And then be Shadow and Knuckles of going on the race to get Rouge.
I don't know about that.
What? I don't think that.
They're both like Rouge.
No, they'll probably like spin off and do a Shadow show or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do a Tails show.
Exactly.
Because Tails have a lot of backstory. He had, like, this whole adventure before he met Sonic.
They actually had a lot of backstory, which no one cares about.
What do you mean no one cares about? I care about it.
You're the only one who does. No one.
I care about it.
You too.
Tails is the best. He's super smart. He's super loyal.
And he's super tiny.
He's super cute. And he can fly.
He's cuter than me.
No one ever really mentions Tails.
What are you talking about?
He's just the one who creates the
Listen,
devices.
When Tails showed up in the games, everybody was freaking out. They were like, oh my god, that's a better Sonic. He can fly, and he's super fast, just like Sonic.
Yeah.
Plus, he has a plane. Okay?
Yeah, he could double
Sonic
fly.
Is homeless. He doesn't even have a house.
Exactly. Tails has an entire workshop.
Yes. What does Sonic have? Oh, sneakers. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sneakers
are somehow triangular.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of people like the Sonic movies, but I don't think it's that good because there's a lot of things that they could have fixed.
They missed a lot of stuff.
Okay, first of all, Eggman's supposed to be fat. Okay?
Second of all, in the mushroom
I hate when they bring, video games into the real world.
Yeah, they must think,
you know?
Because
Sonic takes place in a another planet.
Yes, okay? Mobius.
Yes, yes.
There's no human except for Eggman.
Yeah, well, did they ever explain that?
No. Actually,
yes.
But then in Sonic Adventure, it feels like it's another dimension because there's people around.
No, because he went to Earth.
Yeah, they never said that in the game.
I don't.
Oh yeah.
They never said that in the game.
I don't know.
I mean, they explained it in Sonic X, but they didn't explain it in this. You know.
Gets launched into a portal.
Yeah, yeah. And where's that kid? Why didn't the kid from Sonic X show up in this?
Chris.
Oh yeah.
Was it that hard to name
he might die from old age.
Was it that hard to name Cyclops Chris?
Oh yeah, I thought they were gonna do that.
They should have just did that. It's not a hard thing to do.
They need a kid with orange hair.
It's like the people who made the movies did not even watch any of the other stuff.
That's the perfect shirt. Perfect shirt.
What? What shirt? Him?
Chris needs that shirt he always wears, or else he's not Chris.
He wears the same clothes over and over.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. Or they could have just called Wade Chris instead.
Yeah.
Okay. No?
Or... They should have, those who should have had a kid named Chris.
Right. Right. Okay. And, so yeah, I would say, this show is a pretty good show. You know, if you like the Sonic movies and Sonic games, you know, if you're a fan of Knuckles or Nux, you know, I don't know if the villains are that good. You probably needed better villains. Oh. They're too comical.
I'm pretty sure they died.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gun agents were not as strong as they are supposed to be.
Right.
They literally died.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good to keep. It's a good distraction for until Sonic 3 comes out. You know.
Yep. Also, in Sonic 3, they should fix up the coloration for Eggman's robots. It does not look like the real robots he uses.
It's a movie. They always change up things. What do you expect?
There's no Krabbies. That's the main bad guy.
Ugh, who cares? They're supposed to capture little animals and put them inside their bodies. They don't do that.
Flickies.
Yeah. Or wear those, like, little... What do they call it? Chows?
Chows.
Chows. They should have had that. Have Knuckles find Chows or something.
You know? Oh, I know.
But, yeah. I would say, you know, if you have Paramount Plus and you're a Sonic fan... This is probably a good thing for you to watch, right?
Yeah.
It's only 6 episodes. I don't think it's enough for you to like actually get Paramount Plus. So it's not worth it for that alone. No. I mean, there's other stuff on Paramount Plus if you like Star Trek.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Or if you like Nickelodeon and stuff.
Nickelodeon.
Like Avatar, The Last Airbender.
You can get most of that stuff on Netflix, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so it's not a big deal. I don't... Now, Paramount Plus, you gotta up your game, okay? Do something better to grab people. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay? I mean... I guess we gotta wait and see Sonic 3. It's a good little thing to keep your mind up.
I need it. It has to have Shadow.
I mean, yes.
It has to have Silver.
No, Silver.
But
no Silver.
If there's going to be a Shadow, there has to be Amy, because Amy came before Shadow. And I'm sorry.
I mean, Amy's the worst Shadow character in history, but besides Big the Cat.
Okay,
but...
fine. Then they should at least add a girl. Like, Sonic's just going to stay there without a girl in the entire thing.
Yes.
Are you serious? Yes.
Once they add a girl, they're going to have to make it like, oh, it's going to be a love triangle. And then probably they're going to have like Tails or somebody in love with her too. And then they're going to have to fight for the girl's attention. They're going to mess it up in some way or something. I don't know.
They could at least add Sally or something.
First of all, Sonic, if they make Sonic in love with Amy, one mistake.
What? Oh, no, they can't do that. Sonic cannot be in love with Amy. Amy has to be in love with Sonic.
Sonic has to love some random girl. Actually, human girl.
Sonic does fall in love with Amy later on.
Later on,
because he has no choice. No. There's no other girl around.
And Tails falls in love with someone else who dies.
Oh, I thought he fell in love with that jungle girl.
I thought Tails fell in love with Tangle. Oh, she's a lemur.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, later on in these Sonic games, they just come up with random characters. You know.
I think the
only good new addition they ever did was the werewolf Sonic. I always liked that one.
Yep. Yeah. I think Whisper and Tangle like
they
each
never
other.
Show werewolf Sonic.
I don't mistake with werewolf Sonic. How does his arm stretch?
Why? What's the big deal?
How does his arm stretch?
Just like the Hulk. He gets bigger.
No, it stretches.
It's a video game. It's not realistic. Anyhow, what are your final grade for the Knuckles show?
4 thumbs up.
3 thumbs up.
6.
Really? I thought you loved it so much.
Because I had more cameos.
Okay. What about you?
6 thumbs up.
6 thumbs up?
Dang, he likes it a lot then.
Okay, I'll give it 3, I guess, also.
Why?
3 out of 4. The best. No, actually 2.5.
Oh!
It's you know...
No!
I'm not the biggest Knuckle fan, I'm sorry.
I don't really like Knuckles that much.
If it was a Tails show, I would have definitely watched it.
They literally made, like, Knuckles have big eyes and, like,
bad...
They made him too cute.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I like it.
He's supposed to be like the Wolverine of the Sonic universe.
And he wasn't smart enough.
I mean,
Knuckles was never smart.
And
even in the games.
Oh, maybe they made him like Sonic Boom. No.
Even in the games, he gets tricked by Robotnik to be a villain. Even in the games.
Also, another thing.
He's not that smart.
Knuckles' job is to relax. Right next to the Master Emerald on Angel Island.
Yeah, where's Angel Island?
They talked about a battlefield in the sky, yet they never went there.
Okay, I think that was heaven they were talking about.
Yes.
But, no! Yeah. Anyhow, that's it for this episode. What do you say,
Please Ari? Hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Yeah, we're on YouTube, so if you want to listen to the show on YouTube, please subscribe on YouTube. Right?
Yes.
And you can check out the other spin-off shows in the Geeky Dad universe, like...
The Multiverse Kids Show.
Shoe?
Show.
Did you just say shoe?
I didn't know we had a shoe.
We should make our own shoes, though.
We should do that, though.
Yes.
Well, and, I don't know what the design
there's
is.
Also the Geeky Dad After Dark, where, you know, we talk about adult things, which kids should not listen to, but the parents should. Okay? Okay, and that's it for this episode. And Rayon... Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
No, thanks.
Happy birthday!
And make sure that I do not be like Wade's sister who stabbed Wade with a fork.
Horrible sister.
Yeah.
And she did speak good.
Arya, don't stab him with a fork.
She's also a horrible brother.
Use something softer like a spoon. Okay?
Also horrible brother. He wants his sister to die.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And his sister defigured her finger.
What?
Discombobulated her finger.
Okay. That's it for this episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.